commence the study session. And Michael, were you going to be presenting this?
Yeah, myself and Chief Tanksley will kind of tag team it a little bit and answer your questions. I'll introduce it. We brought this back for a study session, really, as it says in the memo there, it's a review, but we are also seeking some direction from council. And we wanted to review it because it was really evident when we started having some conversations about the old City Hall property that folks who were new on council didn't have all of this background, and it is, of course, important. And we have a temporary facility that is appropriate for temporary needs and storage of evidence, but it's not a long-term solution. It's frankly, it's not really an acceptable long-term solution. So we wanted to go back and give you this review. If we jump to the end of what happened, we did get authorization from council to seek a $2.5 million bond or funding mechanism of $2.5 million for development of the police department annex, which would be an addition onto the existing building and primarily providing for evidence processing and storage, but also some other amenities like a garage space so that the officers could pull into to do work like replace a radio or put chains on and be out of the weather when those kinds of things were happening, because they do some of their own vehicle maintenance on sort of minor stuff. But then you can imagine also like putting chains on, well, that'd be really nice to not do it out in the snow that has demanded the need for chains. We really kind of go back to before 2018, but the way that we outlined it in the memo is back in 2018 is when we did start a space planning exercise to get a sense of what was needed. We consulted, we contracted with an architecture firm, went through that process. We did surveying of the property. We also at that time were assessing options for how the property might get used. There was a request for proposals put out by the city for a redeveloper of the City Hall property, assuming that we were going to reserve a section, primarily the section that the fire station stands on, that we were going to then sell the City Hall parcel for redevelopment. And the committee and the council put together a request for proposals that had a variety of performance measures or review criteria for ranking. And those were things like, if you had more housing units, that you would get more credit for your proposal would be ranked higher. If you had affordable housing, your proposal would be ranked higher. If you had a dynamic community use of some kind on the ground floor or within the building, you would rank higher. The zoning in that area requires a commercial use of some kind or like a public use of some kind on the ground floor on the street facing side. So that was a mixed use building kind of by default, because that's what the zoning requires. It's 48-foot height limit there, so you can't go super big, but that's a fairly substantial size building, at least three stories. And we didn't get any responses for the request for proposals. I think from the feedback that I received, I was told that there were really too many caveats involved in it. There were people who were interested in buying the property and developing, but weren't interested in sort of competing for the site on a qualified process like that. We then come to a point where we were discussing whether or not we were going to sell the City Hall property, and the city council at that time had said, let's just hang on to it. We might have a future use. I would say that I'm not an advocate for hanging on to the property, because if downtown redevelopment is a priority for the city, we shouldn't hold vacant land in downtown. That's the opposite of redevelopment. In particular, we shouldn't have a derelict building in downtown, which is one of the reasons why for years I've been an advocate of tearing down Old City Hall. And we're finally at a position where we can do that, because we're completely out of the building and we are moving forward on that. Council has budgeted for that to happen. So that's a given. But we will then again come to the position of, well, okay, now that we've torn it down, we have a vacant lot. What are we going to do with the vacant lot? So to bring us jumping to the, sort of fast forwarding again to the end of this whole process, we were authorized by council to go and seek $2.5 million worth of funding for this, which would have been a loan. And we moved into the evidence facilities into temporary cargo container facilities that are adequate on a temporary basis. Soon after we were authorized to seek the money by council, COVID broke out on the scene. And we were very quickly faced with a closed border, dramatic cuts, shrinking revenues, needing to make substantial budget cuts. And the city finance director and I came back to council and said, we really want to get your second thoughts on whether or not you want us to go out and borrow $2.5 million right now. And council said, don't. We withdraw our authorization to seek the bonding, and we will wait because of the pandemic. So that's where we are now. Pandemic is not over, but it's become part of our status quo, and we're moving on. And a lot of people are moving on in a lot of different ways. We do have the temporary evidence facilities. They're proving to be okay and adequate, might be the best way to put it. But they are problematic in a couple of different ways, given that they're outside in the parking lot, and you have to go out there and open the big cargo bay doors and process the evidence. They do have air conditioning and dehumidification, those kinds of things, but it's not working really well for the evidence. So there are some challenges there that the police chief could probably expand on, but it's clear to us that they're not going to be adequate for any kind of long-term use. So we evaluated the options, thought about what options might be out there, and we came up with a series of alternatives. And we thought about, well, what would be some of the criteria upon which we would rank these? And we evaluated them and came up with our suggestions on what we think we ought to do. And one of those is to build a police department annex, which is right back where we were, and build an evidence facility and add on to the existing police station. The other is to build a new police station using the city hall site and probably the fire station site. So in other words, replace the police station with an evidence facility in the new police station, with the plan there to be to have a new modern building that's not a repurposed building, and sort of start fresh with something that is more adequate, more current, and would serve the city for many years. That's obviously likely to be a lot more expensive. However, there were along the way a number of points where council said, well, should we really be adding on to this building at all? Maybe we should build somewhere else. Maybe we should build a whole new police station. And so we wanted to consider those items. What I would really like council to do is to spend some time asking us what questions you might have, and considering the recommendations, but really more so considering the alternatives, and maybe maybe there are other alternatives that council prefers. There are some fundamental questions related to this as well. If the council is of a mind that having the police station move out of downtown is good, or something you really would prefer to have happen, make that site available for redevelopment for something else. That's a policy decision that doesn't really weigh in to our consideration so much, but that would be reasonable. Not all police stations are downtown. Many of them lie more on the what you might almost call like a suburban fringe kind of area. The Other things would be, how much is council willing to spend? Would you be willing to, you know, take out a really big loan? Are we looking, do you have the appetite for $10 million, for $5 million? We were at 2.5 a couple of years ago, and by now I guarantee you that 2.5 won't get us the same thing it would have gotten us a couple of years ago with the escalated cost of construction. But if council is, you know, a sort of a political mindset where the idea of taking out a $10 million loan to build a new police station is just not palatable and isn't going to fly, then there's really not much reason. Well, we certainly need to know that, and there's not much reason for us to work with an architect to design something big enough to do that. So there are, you know, some of those sort of fundamental topics. So I'm going to stop talking now. I do have something I'm going to share on my screen here in a moment, which has some of those alternatives, but maybe you have some questions for the chief or I about this.
Michael, could we, if we only used the present City Hall Fire Hall that's there, and could that building be large enough for a police station and the evidence and all the things that the police department need, so that it could be constructed at the same time that the police are using the present building. And then when that building is finished, we will then change the original police department building into something else, something available. In other words, is there space there to combine everything and build it while we're still using the old one?
Just to be clear, when you started that, I think you said the existing City Hall and fire station building, but at the end, I got the impression you were talking about the site property. Are you asking, is the property adequate?
The site adequate.
Okay, yeah, we believe it is. It would probably be a two-story police station, or certainly at least would be a two-story police station in the future with expansion. We'd probably build it at a minimum a shell upstairs, but yes, it's quite a bit bigger than the property the police station is on. So yes.
Right.
And then also I think I would like to add, first I would like to say thanks to the council for taking time out to listen to this important endeavor. And also, I do want to thank the members of the police department that's online here, that's listening. They are very interested, very concerned about the future here. So to answer Councilperson Mary Lou Stewart's question, I do think that it's adequate. I do think that, you know, when you talk about a police building, we're not talking about any building. These buildings are specialty buildings that have to meet certain codes to the professional standards. So although like the building we're in now was retrofitted from 1960, it was built in 1960, but it was retrofitted in 1996, I don't think it's adequate. So I do think that space would be adequate. The council decided to go that route.
Ryan, you had a question?
Yeah, it's mainly directed to Chief Tank on strategically, if you could relocate the police, either department or what have you, does it make sense in its current location, or would it make sense to move it more towards kind of the central Blaine area to be closer to both East Blaine, downtown, and the highway?
Thanks, and I think that's a great question. If it was in East Blaine, for example, just off the top of my head, somewhere by Cost Cutter, that does put us in an area where we could respond even over to Semiahmoo down through Odell over the railroad tracks. So that location or that general area or even down off Peace Portal, I think just that triangle of like Cost Cutter, Peace Portal and Bell to where we are now, somewhere within that triangle, would certainly not reduce our response times.
Any other council members have questions? Mike?
Yep. I think a lot's changed since they've looked at this. Over the years, I've seen them doing this, and I just think that we need to have a group look at. There's so many possibilities here right now that are coming at us that are we could build something. Would the city? Would you guys be open? Would we be open to something like a private public partnership? You know, say somebody built a huge, let's say they built a huge facility for recreation, a facility for a swimming pool, a facility with basketball courts, a facility, I mean, huge. And the police department had a part of this. And what you know, I've heard a lot of guys talking, police guys talking, Sheriff Whatcom County, Border Patrol, that there's a need for training for these guys. And a lot of times they have to go down to Seattle and they go down there, and Tank could probably elaborate a little more on what I'm talking about. But what, we got the Border Patrol, we got Customs, we got all this sitting here. And why can't we train these people? I mean, why can't we have a facility that can do all of this? And I just think that we don't want to go halfway into this thing, whether it's all by itself or in a big facility where, because there's a lot of that coming at us right now. At least I'm getting a lot of people that there's a group that's going to come in here next week that totally wants to look at that whole city hall property, you know, and they want to build just what the town wants, retail on the bottom, condos up top, and or whatever we you know, housing. And you know, we've never been in that position where we got look how many people want to come in. And I don't know, there's just some real good, it's not talk, you know, it's guys that have done it. And I think we don't want to piecemeal the police station in any way. I think we're going to be a first-class city, so we got to have a first-class police station. We got to have first-class everything here. Or, you know, I'm not just saying, hey, we can be creative, and we you know, we can work. If we put our heads to this, we can get behind this for the whole town. We want our town to be safe. I'm not going crazy anything on the about just build a police station, but I just think there's more than one way to skin a cat here, where we could have facilities where all these Border Patrol guys, custom guys, they drive down to Seattle, get, you know, Tank has told me a little about this. And then I talked to the private guys, and I talked to some of the Whatcom County sheriffs, and they're like, yeah, it's $300 to get a Tank. I'm sitting here spilling myself, but Tank, can you elaborate a little on that?
Well, sure. Certainly there's a need, within a police facility to have an adequate training area. What you're talking about is each year we have to maintain a certain number of hours of training. And oftentimes we send officers out of town, you know, so we pay for the training, we pay for flights, hotels, and things of that nature. If you have the ability to have training at our organization, oftentimes you get two or three free seats from that particular training. So if you're able to host the training, then you're able to essentially train more people for less money. So, you know, whether the facility was here or on Odell or on Peace Portal or wherever, you definitely need a sufficient training area.
Councilmember Higgins, you had a question.
Thank you. Actually, a couple of comments. First, I agree with the idea about trying to relocate or reassess the location of the police station, because when you're right in the downtown core, you're competing with space with commercial businesses when that space could be used for small businesses that could be brought in and attract foot traffic. I just think there are better uses for that space than the police station, and we could relocate the police station somewhere else where you'd have better ingress and egress for our police officers, where they're not competing with slower traffic in the downtown corridor. That's one consideration. The other I have is that, you know, forward thinking, you know, looking at a larger parcel or piece of land that contemplates larger growth in our community. I mean, all that we're talking about and thinking about lately is our development and how much growth we're going to be seeing in the next few years. And I think that it's only natural that we should be thinking about our police force and how effective they're going to be at responding to that. So making sure that they have the adequate facilities and the corresponding police force that can be housed in a good facility. And so, you know, I tend to, you know, to agree with Mike that in terms of thinking about offsite locations and trying to get it out of that downtown corridor makes a lot of sense to me. And I appreciate that we may need to think about, you know, the big issue is how do we pay for that? So I appreciate that's a realistic barrier that we need to talk about.
I'd like to jump in here at this point. So there are pros and cons to staying and to moving, but I'd like to, since you brought up the pros for moving, I'd like to bring up the pros for staying where it is. If you look at the city of Ferndale, or if you've visited the city of Kenmore and a lot of other cities, they kind of have a complex or a set of a lot of the main city services all adjacent. You know, having the city hall and the library and the police station and a lot of those things all together in an urban core is kind of a central central place. It can be very very effective. So there are pros and cons to that. I really don't think we have the money for a whole lot of land swapping and fully building. I'd like us to bear in mind that what's ideal and what we can afford are not always going to intersect. And so at this point, the new evidence facility and some of the other things that would be in the proposed annex are long overdue and can't even function, whereas dealing with the current main police building isn't a matter of not being able to function at all. It's a matter of it's just not as good as it would or as ideal as it could be. And so we have to bear those things in mind when we're figuring out how to pay for all this stuff. We still haven't paid off the incredibly expensive water treatment facility, which was a great investment and lasted us many decades. But between that and some of the other financial difficulties we've had lately, I don't think we're necessarily in the position to be putting ourselves on the hook for $10 million to do an upgrade from something that could be manageable to something that would be ideal. Ideal is expensive and we can't always afford it. So these are just things we should all bear in mind as we're looking at the pros and cons of this. Thank you. Anyone else have anything to
Richard, would you be open? I mean, would the council be open to, let's say a private business came out and built a $100 million facility, not just for the police, but this whole big thing. And then instead of owning the facility, we lease the facility with stipulations in there. It goes along with the growth of the, so we aren't sticking our necks out for money. All we're doing is paying a rent. And in that rent, you know, we can word it, fix it anyway. Whoever develops this, we want to set up the rules to where it's beneficial to the city. And instead of, you know, I don't know if you can even do that. I don't see why you couldn't. But
the stipulations is everything there, Mike. Because sometimes when you privatize things, you get what happened with Enron in California and a lot of other places where once you put a private profit-bound company in between the taxpayers and the government that is charged with providing the taxpayers with services, you have some trouble. So it would be all about the stipulations if we were to do something like you described. I'm very glad you went into that detail. There would have to be a lot of firm rules built right into such as that. Michael, do you have any comment regarding the public-private partnership idea?
Well, I mean, we do have the history of years ago, of more than a decade ago, when the city sought that on that site for specifically these uses, for a police station, city hall, kind of civic complex on the ground floor, and presumably condos and offices on the upper floors. That was quite a while ago. City Council had one response to that RFP back in the day and voted no. They didn't want to work with that partner. And I wouldn't say that that would pan out today. But what I would say is it's dramatically more complicated, what Mr. Hill is talking about, than to go it alone, than to do something else. You obviously need to find a partner. If it's a large facility, including many different things, it requires larger area, land. It has a complex development process, those kinds of things. It's just more complicated. And then I think, Mr. May, you're also right that it's the devil's in the details there. You have a lot of, it can work. It potentially can be a great thing, even with those complications, but you do have to be very, I think, careful of the arrangement that's created.
Was there any more presentation?
I can share my screen and I can show you our ranking, if you'll give me a moment here. I can't see what you're seeing. So are you seeing a spreadsheet or part of the memo?
It looks like a table, but if that's what we're supposed to look at, it would be great if you could zoom in a lot on it, because it's—
Is it moving?
You can expand hands.
Not moving.
Do you get, you're on a computer.
So does it have yellow highlighting on it?
Yes.
Okay. So you can increase it. I can zoom in a little bit, but on my screen, it's already very large.
It's taking up about the middle half of the view I'm seeing on it.
I can try to zoom, but like I say, it's already quite.
I got everything here.
There, that's better. Now I can see the details.
And you see the whole down thing.
There we go. Perfect.
So anyway, this is basically comes to the same conclusion that we had presented in the memo. It's kind of how we got there. We did ultimately determine that the criteria were really more or less the same thing, or could be accomplished. Or would be accomplished along with something else, like administrative and operational training space. We just incorporated or considered that ultimately to be the same as operational standards and best management practices, that they, like, you could achieve higher operational standards and could apply best management practices if you had the adequate space for the appropriate uses. So that we ended up dropping one of those columns. The maintenance costs, ultimately what it comes down to is everything has a lower maintenance cost than staying in the existing building. And so if we're going to build anything new, it's going to be lower maintenance costs. So we ultimately didn't include that one in the criteria. And then the functionality of the final product is similar. It's like you're going to have some real similar end results. So we sort of simplified things a bit, but ultimately we came up with that because of lower cost, because of the fact that we already own the property, which simplifies and speeds up the process, our recommendations would be to pursue the idea of a full new larger police station versus an annex of adequate size, and consider those two. But as was discussed earlier, there are potentially good reasons for building elsewhere. It's just that's an added cost. We'd obviously sell the land downtown ultimately, so maybe we'd recoup those costs, but or maybe it's not that obvious, but I would presume that's what we would do. And if we're going to purchase land elsewhere, we'll have to find that land. And so that delays any kind of space planning until we find that land. And so there's some other factors. So we can move more quickly on land we already own. And we do think it's worthwhile exploring both options so the council would be able to know, okay, if we want to really build a whole new police station, what does that look like and what does that cost? And if we just want to build what is needed to make this last another 10, 15 years for adequacy, what does that look like? What does that cost?
I do also want to add that I think it's very, very important to realize the status of the temporary evidence lockers. Time is not on our side here with regard to, I'll say history is not on our side with regard to using the word temporary. So I did give a timeline going back from 1960 to where, in fact, in 1993, the council talked about building a new police station and scrapped it at that time. But at that time, everyone was next door in City Hall. And since then, everyone in City Hall has relocated. And then the evidence room was still there. So there's a number of issues with the temporary evidence room to include legal standards. So that's something that we really have to think about as we make these decisions and as we do an analysis going forward. So the question is, how long is temporary in terms of the evidence trailer? So right now we're going through some hiccups and we're trying to correct them as we can, but I'm not quite sure that can be done for the long term. Thank you.
And we have a saying around planning offices is there's no such thing as a temporary facility, that the temporary solutions often end up being permanent. The evidence rooms, we cannot allow them to become permanent because the liability associated with evidence in a situation where the evidence potentially could degrade or other issues related to the storing of evidence, the liability is not acceptable to me, and I don't think it would be acceptable to council in the long run.
We definitely need at the very minimum the annex. Like the fixing the evidence room situation is really that shouldn't even be up for debate. I believe the items that could really have more flexibility is whether or not we want to replaced the main part of the police station that we could get away with keeping or move to another location. I think those are more items for a council decision.
Would it be crazy to put the building, build a new police station behind the public works? You know, when you go through the park, dog park there, we got a chunk of land right there. We own it. It's ours, correct, Mike?
No. I think probably what you're talking about is the property that's been sold to IK Trucking, which is not ours anymore. Oh. And then we have the big stormwater pond. So obviously that's not what you mean.
Is that right there where those stormwater ponds are? That property, what you're talking about?
Yeah, it is. It's just to the north of the stormwater ponds. And then the only thing that the city owns there that isn't a stormwater pond is a wetland. And to build on the wetland would add probably 300,000, 400,000 per acre to the cost of construction. It's like, it's not really a viable option.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that whatever location it has to be, we have to be able to think of if officers wanted to leave there and get to any part of the city in a hurry, would it be efficient? And from downtown or from the front lawn of Lincoln Park, you could efficiently get anywhere. I think down in the public works area, it would add a little bit of a trip time to it.
Yeah, it could be somewhere like on Boblet over there. on a, but you wouldn't want to be in a, on a cul-de-sac or a dead end street. Like Public Works is just on basically a, it's an easement. It's just like a little alley driveway sort of situation. You wouldn't want the police station there because it would be very easy for someone to block them in.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, behind Cost Cutter would be a nice spot because like Tank was saying that if they got on, hotel there, they got a straight shot to Semiahmoo. And the only issue, you're on the other side of the truck route. That's the only thing I think. If something going on downtown, the truck route's all blocked up, which they don't have any issues now ever because they've always been on this side. But, you know, and the school's on this side of the truck route. I don't know. There's just some issues with the truck route. You know, you can go around, but there's going to be a lot more people out in East Blaine too. So it's got to be central. I think, yeah, somewhere in that area would be good.
Mr. Lopez has his hand up, Mr. May.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, would it be possible for us to get a map of potential sites that the city owned property?
That was actually one of the things that I was going to suggest was, so one option that council could take is that you could direct us to bring you more information. And that would be, you know, more information would be for us to do some research on what would be potential available, what would be available sites or maybe potentially available sites, and then bring them back to you. We would try to do that in executive session because it's, that's exactly how the price of property goes up. That's when you start telling someone you want to buy it. That's what executive sessions on real estate are for. That's one of the reasons. So that, but that is definitely one option. And then that ties into one of the questions that's on the screen now. So I rolled up on my screen some of the things that we thought were kind of important discussion points for you. One is there a compelling reason to move the police station out of downtown? And if council thinks there is enough of a reason to do more work on looking at options, we would be more than happy to do that. The other things to keep in mind are oftentimes police and courts are located in the same buildings for sort of obvious reasons, some synergies there. So that might be something that we would seek to do. Our judge and court administrator have often commented on how they would really prefer to be in a purpose-built space. Courts have a unique customer base, and security is of great importance. And so our council chambers are, it's a great meeting room, but it's not a courtroom. And so we do the best that we can, but that's another thing that would be considered in the long run. Maybe we would want to have a purpose-built courtroom in what would be like a justice center. And then really, when you think about this, we're not thinking about anything less really than 10 years or so. But are we thinking more than the 20-year planning period? Are we thinking 25, 30 years into the future? And if we build a new building, it's going to be for, we're going to be in it for a really long time. Even if we say, well, it's good for accommodating a city of up to 10 or 12,000 people. If we had a crystal ball, I bet you we could all see and say, oh yeah, the city's at 18,000 people is still using that same building. Because we rarely are able to stay ahead of the curve on those kinds of things. So working in the downtown area, we would do as good as we could to either make sure that we were in a 15 to 20 year range, probably with an annex and the existing building, or with a 20 plus year range with a new building.
So Michael, it would be fair for this discussion here to point out the phasing and modular. The point is, If what we decided was the best thing for the future of the city was to continue at the location it was now, and we built just the annex and used the old police station, then 5 or 8 years from now, we could replace the old police station with a new bit. And then, you know, 15 or 20 years from now, we could replace the annex with something, you know, like there's a thing you can do in phases like that, where you're not having to do the growth 10 or 20 or 30 $30 million all at once. You keep it modular so you can replace the parts as they need it, and that is more likely at any given moment to fit into the amount of debt that the city is going to want to carry. Do you see the advantages that I'm describing there, Michael?
Yeah, there are some advantages to doing that kind of thing. One of the things you really need to keep in mind if you're going down that route is what you ideally want to have is extra land. so that when you're getting, when you're building the new police station to replace the existing police station, say 10, 15 years from now, you want to do that without tearing down the existing one. Because if you tear down the existing one to use that property, you have to move everyone out into modulars, or you have to create a temporary facility at potentially great cost. So there's that. When you do that phasing, you really want to have like spot extra land to move stuff around. We've talked, Tank and I have talked about phasing in the idea of building a two-story building, but the second floor at this point probably being completely walled off. And it's just empty. It's just open space, and probably it wouldn't even be finished. It would meet building code, and we would meet building code for occupying the ground floor, but you'd have double the square footage at some point in the future when you could afford to expand and expand by completing the upstairs.
Yeah, and right. I hope any plan we're doing looks like that. If you're looking starting completely from scratch on a piece of ground, that you'd map out what the next three or four moves would be, even if you're talking about a 30, 40 year plan, so that you're doing your site plan with those things in mind.
That would be a critical thing to any new building, whether it was on this site or a different site, would be thinking of how do we expand this in the future? Yeah,
but
do we add on?
I have seen models like that. One thing that I would say is that one con, if you will, of that model is that I think you have to be ready to spend those funds at the time you anticipate doing it. It's really easy to say that, build here today, and then in 15 years we'll build some more. But then in 15 years, something else happens, and then you're kind of where you were 30 years ago.
Yeah, and I follow you, Tank. And also, we got to think of inflation. And every time you make a move, every time you add on, it costs more than if you do it at one time. I think we really need to look out in the future, because we got so much coming in. And let's say we do all of a sudden got 15,000 people in this town, and they're still sitting in that same spot. It's going to cost us money down the road. And with interest rates the way they are right now, inflation, you wait 5 years. I mean, just think what's happened in the life. If I had built the Starbucks now compared to then, and I know the pandemic and all has something to do with it, but it has something to do with everything. I really believe that it's the time. Now is the time. It's our time. We got an open door. We're all excited about the town, and people are excited to be here. It isn't like we're going backwards. It's just positive. And I don't like doing things halfway. Because, and if you don't have the money, I get it. But I believe we need to talk with our finance people and see exactly what and how we can do this. What's it going to cost us over long-term, a bank loan or something, But these guys have been sitting in that darn building and pushed around. And you know what it's like. I mean, the city loves their new spot. They're up there in a nice new building, and these guys kind of got left behind. And it isn't like there is morale to this too, I don't know. That's my two cents. I think we need to look at a first-class town, because that's what we're going to be.
And Mr. May, I noticed that we haven't heard anything from Mr. Baldwin, and I think one comment from Mayor Stewart. So if you want to encourage them to chime in, I think that would be useful. But then we're going to run out of time here pretty soon as well. Maybe someone wants to suggest some action steps for what you'd like to see us bring back.
Sure. Like mentioned earlier, I would love to get some sort of idea of possibilities for a new building site, where that would be located, and really whether or not it's ready to build on. There is a difference between land and buildable land, so I'd love to get that distinguished. And then from there, I think we can start taking a look at hypothetically what would it cost to build new you know, how many square feet are we looking? How many floors are we looking to do? Are we looking to include a justice center model, training facility, things like that would be really good to know and help us make our decision.
I have a question for Tank here. Now, I know Bill Elfo is always saying that having it all stretched out on one floor is always much more efficient for law enforcement, and especially for if you have someone in custody. Would you agree with Bill Elfo on that one?
Well, one, I think it depends on how many people you have to manage that space. But in our case, if you do have a second floor, it would not be ideal to have a second floor for custody related things. Yeah. So I think it really depends on the design and the usefulness of the building and the purpose.
Okay, great. And I wanted to point out, Councilmember Lopez there, have you noticed the what I'm calling the front yard of Lincoln Park over there? It's right next to something that already looks like a police station, because it's the border facility with all their official vehicles. So
yeah, I mean that could be an ideal spot. That's, you're 2 seconds away from going up H Street. You're right next to the highway downtown. Maybe you could be down there in 60 seconds. So yeah, that would be
it wouldn't change the character. It wouldn't change the character of that block at all. And as Tank has already thought this through, he said his people would actually be able to get to Semiahmoo even more efficiently by just racing down Odell than by the way they have to do it from the current station.
Yeah, I mean, if that's a spot that's available, I think that would be more than ideal.
We own it, don't we?
Yes, it's a city park. It's owned by the city. We would have to actually look into the dedication of that to the city, because I do recall there was some that it was dedicated to the city, and I think it might have been for park purposes. We would verify that. But other than that, the city council has the authority to convert a park facility into a other general government use, which the police would be.
I think that was the old high school football field there. Or is that where the Border Patrol sits? Because I remember going to football games there when I was young. So it might have been the school's property that donated it.
So, Mr. May, is that what we are we going to wrap it up there? We have 10 minutes left, or I see Ms. Higgins just raised her hand, but I just want to kind of make sure if we're getting direction for a property or a site survey kind of location analysis, we're happy to do that if that's the direction. And you're on mute.
Yeah, I see that. If you could do the in-house staff version, and not hiring a $1,000 a day consultant and getting professional drawings version of looking at some of these options, that would be my personal preference. I don't know if the rest of council agrees with me on that.
I agree.
Nod. Okay. Councilmember Higgins, if you could maybe have your be the last input of the meeting here.
Thank you. I think it probably goes without saying, but if we're looking at a new location, it seems obvious that we should be thinking towards what is the expected anticipated growth of the number of officers that that Chief Tanksley expects that we will be having once the city has reached its development capacity. And also, in the event that this we do consider the Justice Center model, what does that mean in terms of adding to square footage on the space that may be needed in any design plan? And so keeping those things in mind as you're looking at potential parcels seems elemental to me.
Yeah, I think we would come up with a minimum size necessary based on those kinds of criteria that you just came up with. And that would be where we would limit our search. I have to say, just off the, knowing this off the top of my head, there won't be a lot of options. There's not a lot of readily developable land in the city or in an area that we could annex. And there's even less that's for sale, but we will definitely do that analysis and see what we come up with.
Okay, great. So unless there's any other thing that needs to happen during this study session, we should probably have a break and then reconvene for the regular council meeting at 6.
Thank you, council. Nothing else to do at this meeting.
All right, let's conclude the study session now then. Thank you all.